Okay, so you know Julia Fox in Uncut Gems.
In what movie?
Uncut Gems. That her name in the script is Julia. But originally it was supposed to be Sadie. But because Adam Sandler's daughter's name is Sadie,
he didn't want her to name that.
Yeah, it would be too awkward because they have an affair together. Have you seen Uncut Gems?
Yes, okay, once.
Great. Did you?
Really good.
I think you should be that for Halloween.
Be that character?
Yeah, I think you could really pull it off. Like, you have the facial hair.
Yeah, I think I need to grow this a little bit longer, get the little Drufro going.
And get a little gold tooth going on.
He does have a gold tooth. And I got to get the Furby. Does he wear the Furby, or he just sells that?
He sells it, but it would definitely add to the costume.
Yeah, even though it's not historically accurate to the character to wear the Furby.
Correct.
I think it would be, yeah.
Well, we've really hopped around here. Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I hope that you are having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, these are my favorite episodes. I've said it many, many times in the past because it's just Mike and I. This is just the great conversation between us because we're always interviewing people. Sometimes you and me just need to have a conversation for us to shoot the shit. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks since we've had a good hang.
Well, you've been like hibernating this entire past 2 weeks.
I've been doing some projects, some work, heads down. You know, had my friends in town from New York, my parents in town. Just trying to.
Sorry, I never saw your parents the entire time they were here.
It's okay. They never want to meet you now. They were really excited, and they're like, you know what? If he's too good for us, we're too good for him.
Well, now I feel guilty because my parents are finally going to be visiting me. And
are they coming to town?
Yeah, they are.
When?
Ooh, I think it's the last weekend of April.
Okay,
I believe so, or last weekend of March. No, it's last weekend of April. Mother's Day is in May, right?
Yeah, I think it's the first weekend of May.
Yeah, so they were going to come that weekend, but
Been out here.
No, they've never been out here.
Isn't it interesting that you've been out here for what, 5 years, 6 years,
a little more than that? Almost.
Your younger brother Kevin's been here for less than 6 months, and they're already booking a flight when Kevin's here.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that interesting, Mr. and Mrs. King?
I take it personally, but you know,
do you?
I don't know. In a way, originally they were wanting to come out to visit me for, what was it, New Year's or something like that? Or Christmas. They're like, we should do Christmas out there. And I'm like, will be gone.
Yeah,
it just sounds like they were trying to kill two birds with one stone. The point is, all is forgiven. I'm excited they're coming, and hopefully they get to meet you.
I would love to meet your father.
Yeah?
What's his name? Jim.
You know my dad's name.
I haven't met him, so it's weird to be like, oh yeah, Jim. Although, we have DM'd many times.
You have to call him Mr. King. I don't think you've earned the respect to call him Jim. I'm kidding.
Oh, I grew up with parents that said, my name is Melissa, and like that's my name, and people would call her Mrs. Sheffer, and she didn't like that. But then other times, I'd go to someone else's house, and I'd be like, hey, Scott, and he'd be like, it's Mr. G to you. And I'm like, sorry, sir.
Does your mom ever go by Missy?
Missy?
Like, a lot of girls with the name Melissa go by Missy.
No, never.
My theater teacher in high school, Missy, a girl who was on the speech team with me in college.
Nope.
Missy.
You ever think about that? That some names, like, you heard, and then they just disappeared? But those people didn't disappear. Just those names did?
Well, I do know one name that's disappearing.
What name?
Alexa. And I say it quietly because I don't want to activate anybody's in their homes. But now they can't name any character in any movie or TV show Alexa.
Because people's go off in their homes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad move by Amazon.
Oh, really? I thought it was just going to be Echo. That would have been a little fine.
But do you have to say hey first, or you just say the name and then it does it?
No, you can just go, Alexa.
Oh, my God.
And now, even with the whisper feature, it's probably still activating people's things. But that's really a name that is on its way out.
That's Bill Burr saying, he's like, why would anybody like pay to bug their own house? Like, you're literally just putting an always listening microphone.
I have nothing to hide. I kind of like it. I'm a big Google guy.
Oh, I didn't think about that name is going away.
Yeah.
But like, for example, the name Missy is a name that I remember like hearing a lot like 10, 15 years ago. You meet people named Missy. But now, like, those people are still around. Did they just change their name? Because I haven't met a Missy in probably 10 years.
That's a really good question.
Like, these names just kind of disappear. Like, I don't know. Was there a name that you knew growing up? Like, maybe like Crystal or...
I did know Crystal.
And
Crystal Rodriguez. And she had a bladder problem. Crystal Rodriguez was the only girl in the class who could like get up and go to the bathroom whenever she wanted. Like, we didn't have to like wait for like bathroom time. This is elementary school.
That was insane, having a bathroom pass.
Yeah. Or we had to all wait in the like in the hallway, and like kids had to go in one by one to go pee. But she could skip the line.
Treating kids like dogs.
Definitely.
It's not right.
Mike, have you seen any good movies lately?
Yes, I just have been digging into like old thrillers that I used to have this thing where I didn't want to watch any movies that were like scary or like negative or dark or depressing. Mm-hmm. I don't watch Euphoria, which also is, I know you probably love. But Whitney watches Euphoria, like, in my house. So I just leave the room because I just don't want to be in the room when it's on. Because
it's what? Euphoria isn't much of a thriller. It's just tense and raunchy.
It's just bad things happening to bad people. And it's like, I like my life. I like the people I hang out with. And I like, it's maybe a little insane. But when you have a movie on your screen or a TV show, you're inviting those people into your house and spending time with them for me.
Just participate in the culture, because right now we could be talking about it. I would say majority of our audience
has
watches
seen
Euphoria.
I know.
I'm sorry to you guys. This is my co-host here. He doesn't participate in modern culture.
Are you all up to speed on Euphoria?
Absolutely. We watch it every time it comes out.
Do you still want to join the cast for season 3, or has it gotten too dark for you?
I feel like now my age group, I'm going on 30, like unless there's a scene where 30-year-olds need to be in it.
You could be an older brother for a character.
I don't think acting-wise I can land a role. It would be an extra role.
You don't think you have the acting chops to walk onto Euphoria?
Maybe. I just feel like everybody who's cast in Euphoria, their acting narrative is already leading to them into that moment. Like, nobody is going to, like, come off the street, or they're going to hire some internet personality. That'd be too much of a distraction.
For you or for them?
But just to the entire vibe of what Euphoria is.
I think you could do it.
Thank you, Mike.
I think a lot of comedians underestimate, like, people who are funny underestimate their ability to act. But I think being funny is also almost harder than being dramatic, because dramatic is like everyone can tap into that. Everyone can access like, oh, I'm angry or I'm scared. But like being funny, not everybody's funny.
I'm not that funny. I'm not like a comedian. I have like comedic tendencies, but what is it? It's Euphoria. It's not supposed to be a funny show.
I know, but you can, as a comedian, you can tap into that.
I don't think I'm that attractive.
Ladies, leave a comment down below.
Maybe.
I need to see that. That would probably look nice on your big screen that you won on.
I've already had it on.
That, man. You won on?
Oh, yes. I won on Let's Make a Deal. I got a big 75-inch Samsung QLED TV.
Are you reading it? You're just trying to do it as the voice on the show?
Yeah. Tell them what they won. You just won the little... Remember, like, when we were kids, like, on those game shows? They would have, like, a guy would have, like, a parrot on his, like... on his shoulder, and they'd be like around like Nintendo 64s, yeah, and like a bike and stuff.
I always wanted to go on one of those shows and then win. The best show that they ever did was when they gave kids a shopping cart, and you can go through like a Toys R Us or a toy store.
Okay, yeah.
For 5 minutes.
Those weren't like, that wasn't a TV show. I feel like those were like really long commercials to promote for Toys R Us.
Yes, I think they were. I don't think they were full shows. You might be right. I think it was like a 5-minute interstitial between like Nickelodeon shows. But
where would you run? Like, do you ever feel like, I felt like the kids were just like in
idiots.
A rush, and they were idiots. They
idiots.
Were just going to like the board games
or like Nerf.
Go to the video game section, get like 30 Game Boy Colors, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and just get all the PlayStations, sell them on eBay, return them to the store, get store credit. That was always my thought. Like, my dad would watch them with us. He's like, these idiot kids, why they don't just go to the most expensive place, load up, and then cash out.
I feel like they stopped doing that. I haven't seen them do that in a long time, ever since the accident. Like, one kid just slipped and like fell, and or some kid was just traumatized.
Ever since the accident is a great just segue into another conversation. Well, yeah, ever since, yeah. Like,
speaking of accidents, I mean, like, last night I went down a rabbit hole. This is a little dark.
Okay.
About how many, like, SeaWorld deaths have there been?
It's wild.
And then I think, but the only SeaWorld deaths, I'm pretty sure, are all done by, like, this same whale.
Oh, wait, you're saying...
Tilikum.
Wait a minute. You're saying SeaWorld deaths, fish on fish death, not human on fish death.
No, a SeaWorld, no, like a trainer who died. Like, how many times a whale has killed somebody at SeaWorld?
Oh, I know that people don't like SeaWorld because they keep the fish.
I despise SeaWorld.
But you're saying that there's another side where this fish are killing humans.
Yes.
Oh, and there's one killer fish that's killed a bunch.
Yes, two trainers. I'm pretty sure it's all Tilikum. Tilikum's now dead.
Is that the name of the fish?
The whale. It's okay. A mammal, and a mammal's not a fish, Mike. Know your marine biology. And yeah, One was also a guy who just snuck in and wanted to swim with one of them.
And he just how do they kill them? They eat them?
Well, whales usually, like, first they just drown you. They drag you under until, like, you die, and then they...
With their mouth or with their
with
tail?
With their mouth. With their mouth.
Do you think if you got swallowed by a whale, you would survive?
Like
that surfer got swallowed whole? He made it out?
I feel like, yeah, I think I could. I would hate it. But I think I could. I think I would try to irritate it. You go for the uvula.
Yeah. So that surfer, he said he just was surfing, and then all of a sudden he hit a wave.
You get filtered out. It depends on the type of whale.
It was a huge whale.
Yes, but those types of whales have those... it's like the gills that separate the fish and the water.
Oh, so you can go out through the gill?
It's a certain type. That's why when you ever see like one of those like big sperm whales or blue whales, when they go up, they have those weird looking like gums. Like it almost looks like these kind of seaweed things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name of it. I learned it on a whale tour. That's what filters it out. So the whale would spit you out because you would be just like this massive, huge thing. An orca could really kill you.
An orca. Those are the ones that look like
a killer
friendly.
Whale. Yes.
But they look friendly, but they're called, yeah. This guy said he was surfing. He hit a wave, and the next thing you know, it was totally black. Because that's the other thing you don't think about is if you get swallowed by a whale, no light. It's pitch black. Not nightmare.
Absolutely not. So that was accidents. I went down a rabbit hole of that. It's very interesting. I kind of don't want to tell their stories, but you can look it up.
Oh, I did watch something really interesting the other day.
What?
The Beanie Baby documentary.
Oh, I've heard about it, but I kind of get... Oh, wait. Actually, I feel like I've already seen it.
You've seen it with the three women that like are in their homes and they're talking about how they started it and they were like started their own blogs and businesses around Beanie Babies and they're the reason why it was so successful.
They're the reason why it was so successful. I thought the guy Ty.
Yeah, he's not in the documentary. He refuses to be interviewed like a weird, scary, like billionaire dude. But these women are claiming that because they were so adamant about it, they made magazines, they made newspapers, they started going on the news and talking about Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies never did any press releases. They never did anything except for what these women did, which was talk about how these things will be worth a lot of money and they would buy them up. And these three women like in Chicago created the initial demand for it.
Well, also Beanie Babies created a lot of demand by the way they were making those tags. And they would also say that they were only making this amount of them.
And they would retire them too.
And retire them. And because of like using that retiring concept created a lot of value.
It's like the original NFTs were Beanie Babies.
Pretty much. And now they're, what, not worth much, really?
Not
some
at all.
Are?
No.
What Beanie Babies did you have as a kid?
I only had one. My parents were, I think they saw through that this was going to be a fad. And I remember, like, all my friends were like, these are going to be worth a lot of money someday. And it was just like, well, why? Like, how do you know that? There's no reason why these little... So I only had one just, like, to have it. And I didn't really collect them. Were you a big...
I mean, I would rip those tags off in a fucking heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, really?
I would.
You didn't care about the investment value?
No, not really. Because I remember my dad at a soccer game. There was one mom who was obsessed, and she was up in the bleachers talking to all the parents, and she would like have to leave to go get more Beanie Babies. And my dad was like, "This woman is a nut. Like this isn't going to amount to anything."
Yeah.
And I remember my neighbor Haley Cordray had a Beanie Baby party one time.
What is that?
It was just everyone brought their Beanie Babies. I think we made like sleeping bags for them.
I think also when you watch this documentary, it's so 1997 and it's so clear that like people just needed the internet because these people were just so bored. They had nothing to do. But then this little thing comes out and it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to just watch TV. Let's go out and like hunt for Beanie Babies. And like, it's just so right before the internet, the time of like everyone having nothing to do.
Yeah.
And now like, I don't think you could ever have anything like that again where people just obsess over like a physical object in a way that...
But all props to Beanie Babies. Shit, I wish I came up with that. It's just beans and a little bit of cloth.
And here's the smartest thing that they did. They didn't sell to any big box retailers.
That's what, yes. So they would only be at like little stationery shops.
And independent
stuff.
Toy stores. So you couldn't get it at Toys R Us, couldn't at Gaby Toys, like any of those places you couldn't buy Beanie Babies.
Have you ever seen the couple who was getting divorced in like court and they were having to split up their Beanie Baby collection?
Imagine what they're thinking right now.
How embarrassing.
Honey, how much time did we
waste? I bet they're probably laughing at it. Got a little pick out of it. You know?
Have you seen that Wikipedia of the couple on Wikipedia for... Up high, down low, too slow. There's a Wikipedia article for this
Wait,
game.
Wait, the whole trick where it's like up high,
down low, too slow. So yes. The Wikipedia article has photos explaining the victim believes that they're going to slap up high.
Really?
Yeah. The victim believes they're going to be slapping up high. And then the...
Like,
the,
is this like a wiki how-to?
No, it's like a Wikipedia.
Okay.
On Wikipedia for up high, down low, too slow, whatever the name of it is. I'll put the photo up. It's like a really famous internet photo. And it's like this guy and this girl going like this, like hand up in the air in frame one. Frame two, he like puts it down low. And then the third frame, he pulls it away and then says victim realizes. And then in the fourth frame... he's pointing at her with a big smile on her face.
Wait, what's the girl's reaction?
She's just like, oh, no. And it's just like the cheesiest 90s whatever. And then it turns out, like 10 years later, they ended up getting married and now they have a kid.
Shut up. And the couple in the photo?
They recreated the photo with their kids. It's like this beautiful love story. It's so great.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like a very like 2005 photo.
Look. Yeah.
Oh, how cute. And they did it with their kids.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Wow.
It's one of my favorite Instagram accounts, Depths of Wikipedia.
Who do you think, like, they were like, oh, this was, like, probably the beginning of Wikipedia, and, like, if we add these images in, we'll always be on it.
Yeah.
That's really cute. We should get them on the pod. Mike, you know I'm big about dressing well. You got to be dressing good from head to toe. And most importantly, you got to focus on that toe because that is where everybody's looking. And lately, I've been turning a lot of heads onto my feet because I've been rocking Rothy's shoes. And if I were to describe Rothy's men's shoes in three words or less, I would say they're comfortable, sexy, and durable. And they are so versatile. They're great for a day-to-day rotation. You can wear them up. You can wear them down. They're perfect for any occasion.
And Rothy's also started because they wanted to make a sustainable company. All of the shoes are made from recycled plastic, so you're saving the planet. And the shoes are unbelievably comfortable. They're also machine washable, so whenever they get dirty, just throw them in the wash and they come out looking like new. It's truly a game changer. And they also are genuinely the most comfortable shoes I've ever put on. And one of my favorite things is that when you put on a pair of Rothy's for the first time, it feels like you've been wearing them for months. They're worn in. They conform to your foot already. It's already got that break-in period that you normally, when you buy a new pair of sneakers, it's like a little bit rough and hard. Putting on a pair of Rothy's is like putting on a beautiful pair of socks. It just slips right on and stays where you want it.
And not to mention, they're designed to be incredibly versatile. You can rock them with a suit, a pair of sweatpants, or anything else in between.
And it's no wonder that Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every single one of their customers. You got 2 5-stars right here. That's a perfect 10. And to top it all off, the driving loafer was just named one of Time's 100 best inventions of 2021 in the style category, calling it, quote, an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. Get yourself a pair of Rothy's. Trust us, you won't regret it.
So if you're still skeptical about trying on some shoes made from recycled plastic, then try this one on for size. Rothy's is doing something special for all of our listeners. That's right. They gave us a chance to share with you guys a super rare opportunity for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/hoot.
Head to Rothys, rothys.com/hoot to snag a pair of men's or women's shoes for yourself or someone else. That's Rothys, rothys.com/hoot, H-O-O-T. Hit them one more time, Matt.
Once again, that's rothys.com/hoot for $20 off your first pair of shoes.
You are going to love a pair of Rothy's.
And now back to the episode.
I have a little bit of a bone to pick with just America. And I think this is like, I want to use this platform to make the world a better place.
Oh, this is the no spin zone with Mike Sheffer.
New York Times spelling bee is so much better than the Wordle.
I completely agree. If you guys don't know, and this is not an ad, this is something, you know, obviously everyone's heard about the Wordle craze. Oh, you know, you guess the word. And
of the
it
day.
Takes 6 tries. Everyone knows it. It's fun to share. Every day on the New York Times crossword app, which you have to pay, like, you can pay, like, it's a couple bucks a month, or you can pay, like, $20 or $30.
I think the spelling bee is free, no?
Is the spelling bee always free on the app?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Continue.
Anyways,
sorry.
It's on the New York Times crossword app, and it's called Spelling Bee. It's a little honeycomb, almost, of letters, and in the middle one is a letter that you have to use, and you have to guess as many words using all the letters in the honeycomb, and we, and Mike and I, try to achieve the genius level every day, and I think we're pretty good.
Yes, you've been crushing it lately, because it takes, like, maybe 20 to 30 minutes sometimes to really get into it. And
you do it throughout the day. way.
Yes.
And you can rotate it and see it differently. And it's possible to beat. You
yes.
know all the words in it. There is nothing in there that's going to truly stump you. It's just hard for your mind to see it.
And it's also like, here's how I came across it. I follow Ken Jennings on Twitter. He's the guy who won the most Jeopardy rounds in a row. And he posted a screenshot of like, I've gotten genius on this every day for the last 30 days. And I was like, okay, what is this? Let me look into this. And it turns out it's the New York Times crossword app that you and I have been using for years now. They have another game, Spelling Bee. We've been playing it for months. And then Wordle came out. And I feel like Wordle took the world by storm. Great. Love it. It's a fun game. But I do think that like the people of America should know
Spelling Bee
is so much fun to play.
It does take more time to complete than
a Wordle. Yeah.
Wordle you can do in like 10, 15 minutes.
Do both. All I'm saying is, because if people like Wordle, my suggestion would be if you're, you know, because that's the other thing is you get the Wordle and then it's like, you lost your fix for the day.
Yeah.
When you play in the Spelling Bee, you can like kind of come back to it. You can share with your friends. Like, and also, we don't always get the same words. Like, you'll get genius with 27 words. I'll get it with 26.
Yes.
And so, you know, like.
We like to compare see
words.
What you got. I didn't get the Pantagram yesterday. I couldn't finish it.
Ugh.
And it ends at midnight. It ends at midnight. So you got to get them in if you really want to solve it.
But sometimes if you leave the app open, you can come back even after midnight. And if you don't close out of the app, you can still be on yesterday's.
Yeah, but like, that's when I give up.
Okay.
You know?
Are you still doing the crosswords?
Yes, I do it all the time. Fridays, gave up. But I did a Thursday basically to completion. I'm very, very proud of it. The crossword, guys, is really, really good. It is challenging, though. I feel like
it's definitely tough
if you're a young millennial or Gen Z.
It's a lot of references to like literature and like poetry and playwriting and
other languages too.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah, but you learn something, and if you really look at it, you can kind of find your way. But a Monday, I think everyone can kind of beat if they really try.
I'll get off my soapbox now, but I just wanted to spread the gospel of the New York Times Spelling Bee.
Check it out, Spelling Bee, folks. It's much good. Better than Wordle. Let's start a whole new wave of hype, and Hoot and Half is for is, you know, behind it. I found this like TikTok that was just like some trippy facts, and I don't know. I got a bit of a kick out of it. One, I don't even know if this is a fact. It's just kind of funny.
Okay.
It's impossible to say I wasn't talking to you politely.
Oh, interesting.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh. What, like if you're in a conversation and someone thinks that you're talking to them?
Yeah.
Is it that exact quote or can you indicate
I wasn't talking to you.
But can I say this in a different word or it has to be...
Okay, try to say it politely.
Do I have to say that exact phrase or can I change it so that I get the same meaning? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I meant that for Matt.
No.
I have to say I wasn't talking to you.
In quotes, I wasn't talking
to
you.
Okay, so let me say like...
Well, in a way, it could be kind of confusing. Like, I want to say I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good as the receiver.
Even that, the way I said it.
That doesn't feel good.
Oh, wait. I wasn't talking. What if I go, I wasn't talking to you?
Because it's
Does
like.
Does that sound a little.
Yeah, because it sounds like you want to be talking to me and you're not. So why aren't you talking to me? Now I'm thinking, why aren't you? What's wrong with me? Ooh, that's a weird sentence.
Because you were talking to someone else or.
Yeah, you definitely need a caveat. I would just eliminate that sentence from your vocabulary if that's. A way that you talk, but let me try this. Okay. Anyway, so I was driving home at the 40, and you can interrupt me and say like, I live right by the 405.
Wait. Okay.
So I was driving home down the 405 and it was,
I live right by there.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. Now that's,
did that feel bad?
Bad.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't feel
now
good?
Switch it in this way.
Okay.
So now, but I don't think the context of the 405 thing,
but just why? Oh, okay,
like,
fine.
Like, oh my gosh. Wait. Oh, what kind of dog breed? Is your dog that you
have
at home?
I have a Shih Tzu.
Oh, wait, I wasn't talking to you.
No, I don't like that at all.
Worse.
That's so dismissive.
There's no way.
That's such a dismissive sentence. Ooh.
But if I knew you, I'd be like, I wasn't talking to you. And you would find that funny.
If you do it, yeah, if you oversell it in a funny way, then that's, I think, might be the only way. But yeah, if you do that to the camera, do that take.
I wasn't talking to you.
And I love when you go, Mike, can I talk to you outside?
Oh, yeah. Can I talk to you for a second? That's the best way to get, if you don't know a funny response to someone who like has busted your balls about something.
Yep.
Go, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, like if it
gets a laugh every time.
If I get you on something, like, and we're out at a restaurant and I get the whole table laughing and you don't have a quick response, you hit it with that and it's funny every time.
Oh, it works.
Yeah.
So feel free to take that, guys. Can I talk to you for a second? But that phrase itself, if when you hear that, instant anxiety.
The other person has to know that they're joking.
Hey, can we talk?
Can you step outside with me for a minute?
Yeah, instant heart attack.
Yeah, okay, what else?
Your brain will automatically translate WTF, but not LOL.
Okay.
That one's kind of cheesy.
Interesting. Do you know anybody that says LOL out loud or LMAO out loud?
Yeah. I feel like it used to be like really made fun of, but if people do it, it's like, all right.
Bro, I don't. If
someone, LOL.
If I...
I think it's kind of funny. If I said it like...
No.
LOL.
If you say LOL, I think it's funny.
Lol.
But like if someone like is like a, you know... Let's call him a lawyer or like a nurse, and they go LMAO.
Can I get another?
Can I talk to you outside for a second?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about that. That's a no for me, dog.
But this one, I don't know if it's true. In your life, you have walked past around 4 missing people.
Huh.
Which I guess makes kind of sense.
When they talk about like statistics, like you have a 3, whatever. I my favorite phrase is statistics do not apply to the individual. So, for the guy who won the lottery, he is one of a billion or whatever that wins the lottery. But for him, that statistic does not apply because he's the one that won. And like for people who get struck by lightning, whatever, statistics don't apply to the individual. So whenever you hear these like stats or everyone's trying to scare you about things, they don't really apply to you individually. Because
so if you work in an area where there's tons of thunderstorms and you're dealing with like metal poles all day,
okay,
your likelihood is
maybe that. Yes.
Is that what you mean?
But like in the same, like my favorite joke is like someone when I was in 6th grade, they asked him, what are you going to do when you get older? And he goes, well, I'm going to play the lottery every day. And they go, well, the chances of you winning that are like 1 in a million. He's like, no, the chances are actually 50-50. Either I win or I lose.
Oh, whoa. I didn't really think about that.
So I heard that some kid was like,
but
being snarky.
You got to look it out of the pie chart, the collective group.
I understand that. But just that I heard some kid, he was like being snarky to a teacher in like 6th grade. And I was like, what a crazy way to think about statistics in the world. Like when you're doing something, it's 50-50. Like the chances of everyone else, you know, bowling a 300 or whatever, like that's fine. But when you go and do something, you have a 50-50 chance if you do it or you don't.
I like that.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, next fact. Let's hear it.
Well, that's it.
Oh.
That's all I had on that little TikTok I saw.
Oh, that was one TikTok that gave you all those facts?
Yeah, it was just like a big screenshot. It was kind of it, you know? Oh, well, no. I don't know. I was thinking about talking about College Jeopardy, but...
Oh, I watched it.
You did?
Yeah.
All of it? All the way down to the end?
I watched the last episode. I watched like the last 4 episodes. I didn't watch the first half.
Oh, shoot. Then hopefully we haven't overlapped.
Have you seen the final one?
I would love to watch it with you.
I haven't seen the first few. I have seen like the last 3.
I've watched the first few.
Oh, I haven't seen them. I've seen the last 3.
Shit.
But I was like when we were making dinner and I was like half paying attention.
Okay.
But it makes you feel so smart. It's on Hulu right now if you do want to watch it. I think it might be on ABC or one of those other channels too.
Yeah, it's on whatever. Hulu.
One of the answers was Addison Rae for one of the
That was one of the first episodes.
Oh, so maybe I did see, I don't know. I can't remember which ones I saw.
Okay.
But my memory's not that great.
It's kind of funny watching those like elite Ivy League school kids and they don't know the pop culture. Who is the rapper who put out the 2017 album Damn?
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, who is Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah,
get it right.
Let me ask you this. When you're watching Jeopardy with another person,
I say who is.
Whoa, my god. Okay, I do that too.
Where is, what is,
but don't you feel like the person that you're watching it in the room with, like if you're watching it with someone else in the room,
they can leave. Like, get over yourself. Wait, you think I'm self-conscious that I'm answering the questions the way they're supposed to be answered on the game?
We were watching it and Whitney was making dinner and I was like kind of helping her and they would give an answer and I would be like, oh, who is the Dark Knight? And then I'd be like, oh, who is geometry? Who is geometry? Who is Albert Einstein? And it's like...
And was Whitney rolling her eyes?
No, but I was rolling my eyes at myself. Like, just say the answer. Einstein.
No, I think you need to be
Mona
in the habit
Lisa.
Of playing the damn game. Because Mike, one day we could get on there.
Do you think you could... But like, we can do it on the college one. But when it gets to the real one, we have no chance.
No, absolutely not. But I think there should be a fun kind of 30 millennial one.
An influencer one?
In a way.
Celebrity Jeopardy is cool.
I wonder what... I really try to wonder what influencers... Because I feel like... I'd have a good shot, but I could get beat by a handful of people.
Maybe
I try to wonder which of those influencers are.
I wonder maybe
who do you think I could do you think would be
Matt, I think you're smarter than most people.
I'm really not.
Do you, how many books have you read in the last 3 months?
If it's more I'm still reading kind of one, dude.
Is it more than one?
No.
Okay, how many books did you read last year?
Oh, probably like 7.
Okay, there's your answer. Okay. You can do a poll for Instagram, people with 1 million plus followers.
I think Sally Dar.
Okay.
But, I think Sally Dar could...
She's smart, but like again, Jeopardy is not about being smart. It's about knowing facts. And that's...
I think she knows a lot of facts like that.
Hmm. Maybe we can get Jason to make like a real Jeopardy.
I think Cody Ko, maybe. Nah, Cody Ko's Canadian. He couldn't get it.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a lot of like references. And also, if you get the right category, that's like there was a girl who majored in Latin and she was doing conversational Latin was her like major.
She can speak it.
Yes, that's what she was studying is conversational Latin. And there was one subject about etymologies of words.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She got
but,
every
I mean,
single
every...
one.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who are medical majors take
Latin
because all medicine is based in Latin.
Yes, but I'm saying in Jeopardy, if you just happen to find a category that aligns with your personal interests, you'll just crush it.
I always feel bad about the Bible.
Because you don't know any of it?
No, I really don't. Same. I don't. Bible. And I also want to learn, brush up on my classical music and like operas and stuff.
Do you know like classics though, where they talk about Shakespeare?
Yes, most. I get lucky with Shakespeare. Like a lot of Shakespeare.
Like, do you know the main character in The Tempest? What their name is?
No.
See,
I don't. My brother would know.
But they'll.
But like Midsummer Night's Dream, Hamlet.
You know the character names. You know like what the
Comedy
jobs,
of Errors. A lot of those.
You know what the jobs that they have is like. They go pretty deep on the Shakespeare stuff.
Oh shoot, maybe I don't know. But I'm really happy. I don't know if I'm spoiling it, but a kid who went to UT, University of Texas at Austin, he won Texas Fight, Hook 'em Horns. But we're going to watch an episode after this.
I would love
to. We'll be right back to this episode after a word from our sponsor, Stamps.com. Mike, it takes a lot to run a business. You know, I have a lot of friends out here who run small businesses, and sometimes I underestimate how many tasks and challenges they have. They have a lot of product, they have a lot to sell, and it can get pretty challenging trying to meet all of that demand.
And it can cost a lot of money, and time is money.
That is completely true. And one thing that I've learned that a lot of my friends have been using is Stamps.com.
Don't waste time with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making money and making customers happy.
That's exactly right. Stamps.com saves you money, time, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. And Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer.
And you get discounts that you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS.
So whether you're in the office sending invoices or you're running a side hustle on an Etsy shop or you're a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and there's no special supplies or equipment needed.
You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com.
So sign up with our promo code HOOT, that's H-O-O-T, for a special offer that includes a 4-week free trial, free postage, and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts.
Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code HOOT. Stamps.com, enter code HOOT, and save on shipping.
And now, back to the episode.
Ready for unfact-checked fun facts? Because these are things that I read on the internet, but I don't know if they're true, but...
Lay it on me, Mike.
Okay, you remember when you used to have the older TVs before digital, and you would like flip on a channel, and it would just be like the static?
Yes.
It would be like the gray screen that's like the opening of an HBO show is the static,
yes.
The TV.
Like
that
the white noise.
Do you know what that is?
What that is?
Yes.
Well,
let me see. I'll give you a little more context.
I feel like those only happen on like tube TVs. Like the ones where it was like a mini projector that would project Like
it's on TVs that are receiving a signal that is not directly from like a channel. So it's like you have an antenna that's outside of range. Like if you put a TV antenna in the middle of the desert, every channel is just going to be that static.
Yes.
It's not receiving the radio waves.
Okay.
Why is it showing that specifically?
Well, I don't know. I want to say it's something with like the color prism and the way the light hits it, and since it's not picking up on a frequency, it just emits like a whole bunch of...
It is the radiation that is left over from the Big Bang.
What?
Yep. That's why that is the radiation level that TV antennas pick up and converts onto a TV. What that static is the radiation that is in such a low dose that's been left over from the beginning of the creation of the universe.
Get out of here.
Isn't that insane?
Whoa.
Fun fact is when you get a kidney transplant,
mm-hmm.
apparently what they do is they don't take your existing kidney out. They just shove the third one in there so you have three kidneys.
Oh, really? They don't take it out?
That's what I just read on the internet.
Why keep a bad kidney in there? What if the kidney is like disease? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It's right in if you're a doctor, I guess.
I wish you watched some of the fucking movies that were being nominated for the Oscars.
Like what?
So what are we got? Well, you've seen The Power of the Dog.
Yes.
Seen Tick, Tick, Boom.
No.
West Side Story.
Nope.
Licorice Pizza.
Nope.
See, Mike, we can't even have this conversation.
Who's got time to... I would like to go to the movie theaters. I'll watch them when they come out on streaming, but... do you have any new hobbies that you're getting into now that we're sort of like in this...
Oh, that is a really good question. You know what? No, I feel like I've actually been distancing myself from my hobbies because just... time and like things are always like happening now.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
February and March are like a little bit of a weird time because it's past the holiday season, far enough away, and we're still far enough away from summer that it's like, how do you fill your time between, you know, March, April, May?
Yeah.
Do you have it? So you're not going to lean into like knitting or watercolor?
I kind of want to get into gaming a little bit.
Gaming?
Because Zane has this PC down there and he says I can hook it up to my room.
Video gaming?
Yeah. Because like Todd's been like streaming and stuff, and I think it's kind of fun and interesting.
Hmm.
So I might do that.
You gonna get that game Lake?
Lake? Oh, I want it so bad. I've been debating buying an Xbox for it. I just wish it was on Nintendo Switch.
I know.
We can wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Just Mike and I shooting the shit. And this was fun. We learned a few things. We caught up, expressed our own interests, and learned about the theory of the shopping cart.
Let us know if you like these episodes where it's just the two of us, and we'll do more.
Yes, please. And also, feel free to follow us on Instagram. Book me on Cameo. I love doing that for you guys. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for watching. Y'all are the best. Have a great week.
We'll see you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.